gaming, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
And welcome to Oscars night here in LA, but I'm in New York, but my Oscars Delmonico vodka is in LA being sipped by celebrities as we speak. I've got my wonderful co-host Tamara Bowman, soon to be Miss Greg Morris. Congratulations!
Max, you're so sweet. Thank you, precious.
You know, I love the fact that I've never met you. I only talk to you basically on Sunday Unless, because, you know, everything we do on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends is live. It's like to the point real quick, okay?
Yeah.
So we talked during the week, and then I find out my girl Tamara's getting married on Facebook. I was so happy I had to post it to everybody.
You're so cute. Thank you.
I am so revved up tonight. It's Oscar night. You know, I'm Oscar. I hope that tonight just keeps my name going. We've got we've got Frankie LaFichelle, the hair guru to the stars, coming on tonight. He's got a new salon, Madison Avenue. He's coming on. He's going to give us his review of who's hot and who's not. And I've got a lot to say about that. We were going to have our buddy Wayne Scott Lucas on, but he had a quick emergency. So, Wayne, wherever you are, we hope that everything is well and you're doing your thing. But we look forward to having you on in the near future. Maria Papapetros, everyone, is going to be in L.A. this week. Go listen to Dina and Greg's show's archive. Not right now, because you're sticking to Max and Friends on L.A. Talk Radio. Because Maria Papapetros was on Dina and Greg's show tonight, Tamara.
Oh, wow. Well, she's getting around.
She is, but she's still our in-house psychic on Max and Friends. But guess what? Guess what today is? Not only the Oscars. It is Monroe King's birthday. You know, everyone, Monroe King is the one who sings our new intro, Max and Friends, on LA Talk Radio. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Monroe King.
Happy birthday.
We have a list of birthdays. Jerry Kaczynski, happy birthday. Greg, it's your birthday over at Greg and Dina Show. Happy birthday. Kiko, Marie, Monroe, Beth Bolt, David, Patrick, Ricardo, Brandon, Lily, everybody's birthday. Happy birthday, people. All these Pisces. And I've got to give a shout out to Napa. We're having an Oscar party tonight at the house. So I'm in the studio right now. So I had to leave. My friend John put over his cute dog Napa. She spilled the drink all over the movie theater chairs, and he was freaking out. I'm like, shout out. Shout it out. No problem. You know what? And this reminds me, Tamara, in life, we can't get stressed out about the small things.
It's so true. You know, it's so true.
Now, how is your engagement, my friend?
Well, if you'll, did you see the Zappos video?
I haven't seen it because I have been so, you know, thunder and lightning. Everyone, check out cookingwtl.com. That's my new cooking show with Daryl Dawkins. I did so much press this week for the vodka. I did a great cooking show, Tamara. What's cooking? So we're doing all these things. So unfortunately, I couldn't miss. I missed it. Tell me.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. It was so inspirational. And have you heard of Zappos.com, the place that started that shoe company?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things, Greg was up there speaking in Calgary, and the owner of Zappos was there. And he said, Greg, come on by, you and your girlfriend, and we'll give you a tour of Zappos next time you're in Las Vegas. So we did. We just went down there, and you, Max, you cannot believe the way this company is ran. Their motto is happiness. And literally, every aisle, when we walked in there, people started snapping, taking pictures of us, walking through the cubicles, and people were celebrating. There was just, I mean, anytime anybody hit a milestone in sales, I mean, they've got these big, not like trophies, but they're like certificate things that they shoot for doing like $9 million in sales a day or $6 million or $7 million. And they run their company at, like, when we were there that day, somebody had just got off the phone with speaking to someone for 6 hours. I mean, literally, people call up and they go, oh, we thought this was a pizza place. And they go, you want a pizza? We'll make and deliver you a pizza.
Are you kidding? So,
I'm serious. I mean, these guys are like over the top. Everybody dresses like they want to dress, however they want to dress. So if you're punked out, if
You want it out. We love Zappos.com, everyone. Check them out, Zappos.com. We should get them to advertise here.
That is our motto. It's so true, Max. I'm telling you, they're like right after our own heart. I mean, it's amazing. In fact, they have every one of their employees, they sat us down on this big throne and took a picture of us with these crowns on our heads. So we were like the king and the queen of the day.
I love it.
I know.
Tamara, I'm so excited for you. I am so excited.
Well, Max, let me tell you the best part. Okay, so they have this megaphone, and whatever confessions you have, whatever celebration, anything you want to share across the megaphone, everybody stops, listens, and it gives you a standing ovation after you share. So no matter what it is, you've got this absolute attention. So Greg has this thing where he says, I love my life. So I speak into the megaphone, and I said, I love my life. And everyone stood up, and they started clapping and cheering. And I said, okay, now it's your turn to be courageous. I hand it over to Greg, and Greg goes, Tamara, will you marry me? And I go, is that for real here in Zappos? And so Zappos videotaped it, and afterwards.
I love it.
Posted it.
Well, congratulations. And you know what? I love my life, too. And you know what? Tonight, you know, we're not only doing the Oscar review, Tamara, but we're also having our in-house Dr. Rodney's coming on.
Oh, I can't wait.
And do you know what he's talking about tonight?
Acupuncture.
No, we're even going deeper and better, okay? Because if you believe that an average human should live well past 100 years of age, that's what it said. He believes that. And there are three types of aging: chronological age, biological age, and physiological age. Explore how we can reverse and delay biological and physiological aging while taking our age to the limit. He's going to come on and tell us how we're going to look good, live longer, and love life better.
Wow.
But before that, Ronan, let's get Frankie L'Officiel on the line, because we want to talk about Oscar dish and Oscar gossip, because that's what we do here. Just like Monroe King says on Max and Friends, tune in to hear what Max is dishing. So let's get Frankie L'Officiel. And everyone, check out frankielofficiel.com. I'm not spelling it, because you should all know who he is by now. Go to fashionnewslive.com. You can see my whole article there. His new address, 1063 Madison Avenue in New York City. Ronan, when you're ready, we're ready to bring him on. So we're going to call him up. So Tamara, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on tonight, but there's like, I got a feeling that tonight is going to be a good night.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen the flash mob of that song?
I love it for Oprah.
Yes.
Amazing. There we go. Ringing. We're going to get Frankie on the line.
It's going to
be fun. Everyone's got their wine out. It's Oscar night.
Hello.
Hey, Frankie.
Hi, Frankie.
Hey, Max. What's up?
So,
welcome.
You're watching. There's my co-host, Tamara. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Well, hello there, my dear. Welcome to the inner circle. We're glad to have you.
Hey, I'm glad to be here also.
So, Frankie, you're watching the Oscars.
I've been watching tonight. Trust me, I saw some really bad side and a really good side. But honestly, I wasn't impressed this year.
Well, I think the stage looked beautiful. Unfortunately, I think Keanu Reeves is on right now. He looks so handsome. Tom Ford looks so handsome. I think the guys did it better tonight than the women.
Come on, Max, we talk about Tom Ford, please. The guy is like so handsome all the time.
Yeah.
But you know what? He was so nervous. He needs to take his looks and match them with his personality, because his looks are great, but his personality is so boring. He looks like he was going to a wake.
Oh.
Yeah, but the thing I don't like about this tide is his beer. The beer, forget it.
You think the beard is too much?
No, the beard is too much. I mean, usually he will be like more like cut and tie and clean. Today was like more messy. I don't agree with that. It's not good with him.
You know, Tamara, Frankie can say stuff like this because Frankie has cut the hair from everyone to our girl Snooki, who we love. You know, the Jersey plump. Snooki, he de-poofed her to everyone from Kate Winslet. He did the cut on our homegirl Katie Holmes. So Frankie's got a little bit of authority into saying this. But you know what, Frankie? Let's get into the women, because tonight was the night that I got to tell you, messy hair was the look. Do you agree?
I totally agree. But honestly, Max, I mean, we've been watching the Oscar, and tonight I saw so many people exactly with the same hairstyle.
Huh.
I mean, nobody was
That's
really
because
like,
you
different.
Were in New York, Frankie. You were in New York. So if you were in L.A.,
I know. This
different.
Year I can make it.
I know. And
Next
why can't you
be
make
better.
It, Frankie? What are you doing in New York that you can't make it to L.A.?
Right yeah. now, because I just moved my my salon on 80th and 81st Street on Madison Avenue, and I'm launching my own product line for HSN. I mean, HS in Germany first, and Japan, Asia, and after America. So I've been really, really busy with business right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on your new salon. And next year, you've got to be out in L.A. and help these actresses. Let's get right into it. J-Lo, what do you think about Jennifer Lopez?
She was amazing. She was great.
She's my
I mean,
best.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Talking hair and dress was great, but she's not on my top three. But I can say she was really amazing. I had a friend and someone was with me tonight who is a big fan of J-Lo and really in love with her. So, I mean, I can't say anything bad, but she's always good. You know, she's an icon about fashion. Everything she wears, everything she puts on her head is like fashion. So, but she's not in my top three tonight.
Did you like her hair?
I liked her hair. Yeah, it was good. I mean,
okay.
I saw her many times with the style.
Yeah. No, of course. But you know what? Mark Anthony, spit the gum out. Take your fucking sunglasses off. You're at the Oscars. You're not at some Puerto Rican Day Parade party. I was so mad at him. But let's just keep it real. No, Tamara, come on.
You know what?
Chew's gum. He's chewing gum on the red carpet.
Good Lord.
No, you know what? J-Lo and Mark Anthony tried to play like Jay-Z and Beyonce, I guess.
It didn't work.
In Latino version.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I always said this. J-Lo should never have left Puffy. They were so hot together. All
yeah.
right.
Oh, come on. Please, don't tell me that. I totally agree with you.
All right. So, Sandra Bullock, what do we think?
Sandra Bullock, that is my bottom three. Sandra Bullock, please. Her hair was so straight, so flat. I mean, come on. The dress, she looked like an Oscar. Okay.
Okay, but you know what I loved about her? She got diva on us, Frankie, because she was wearing pink lipstick on the red carpet and then had red lipstick on.
Hello? I mean, come on. Please, I mean, you see her dress and the hair was flat, no wave, nothing. Everything was on the bottom. I'm like, please, if you wear this kind of dress, please do like a 1940s look. I mean, like wavy and thick.
Much
one thing
like
positive
look-
was her hair was so shiny. That's it.
So that look that you gave to Kim Kardashian would have worked on her, right?
Kim Kardashian, yes, is what I did.
You did that
times.
Wavy hair. All right, let's go now from mid-age to Meryl Streep. I think for Meryl Streep, she looked amazing.
Please, Meryl Streep was amazing.
Yeah.
She was really vintage. She was 1920s look. It's perfect for her. The dress was like beyond. The hair was simple and amazing.
And pulled
I mean,
together.
It's not too much, and it's not. I mean, it's not too much, and it's not enough. It's perfect for red carpet. You can't expect more from her.
Okay, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. Okay. Can we talk about Barbie? Yeah, Ken and Barbie. Exactly the same. I mean, please. I don't have to say anything about her. I mean, her size is always the same. She's boring and nothing interesting.
Okay, now this is one, Tamara, don't you love how we're just dishing on all these celebrities? But girl, this is the biggest night tonight, Oscar night, okay?
I love
For
it.
For me, the worst, I can't stand how she looked. She mm-hmm. got me so mad. Frankie, do you know who I'm talking about? The girl looked like she went to Two Brothers, got 40 bags of hair, and sewed it in the back of her head. Sarah Jessica.
Which one?
Sarah Jessica.
Oh.
She
looked like shit.
Okay, I made something special for her. The style was good, but come on, she looked like she has a twin brother behind her hair.
Oh my God, that hair.
I mean, what's that? I mean, I know she's a fashion icon, and God knows how much I love her, and she's amazing. I mean, everything
I wrote
she
about
do,
her. You know, she's the new big shot, big wig over at Halston, okay? So, mm-hmm. and then what pisses me off is she's wearing vintage Chanel when she should be wearing Halston, since she's now the representative. To
but
me,
come on, he was far too big. I mean, who can wear that?
She killed
Please.
It. I think she looked awful tonight. I was so pissed off at her.
Honestly, and we saw her many times on the TV show, the Sex and the City, or the movie, sing exactly with the same hairstyle, but less bigger.
Okay.
So,
That I'm done. I can't say anything else about her. Mm-hmm. She just aggravated me tonight. Now, everyone, Precious, Gabourey, you know, she's
a big
girl.
Oh, my God, amazing.
She's a big girl, and she pulled it off amazing.
She's amazing. Did you see the Chad Banks wave?
Yeah.
Was perfect on her, the dress, the hair. Her attitude was absolutely amazing. Mm. I mean, she was like beyond.
Oh,
I'm really impressed by her.
Well, you know what's so beautiful about Precious is that even in the movie, she had dreamed that she was on the red carpet when she was being abused.
And she's so cute. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, come on. She was like looking for like to have Justin Timberlake with her in a red carpet. I mean, mm-hmm. who can do that? I saw the interview tonight. She was friends with everyone. She was dancing, moving her head like left to right, like, hey, sister. And she was amazing.
She was.
Which celebrity
was amazing.
Can you see doing that?
No. No. And you know what? She pulled it off because it's not easy. It's not easy to dress, you know, that body style. But we've got a call,
yeah,
and I know this caller
is. Hey, Max, it's a good thing. He will show to the all these skinny girls, like, you can be fat or whatever, like a huge boobs, you just, and can be still amazing.
And stylish. Yes. We've got a caller. Caller, you're live. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tristy.
Hi. Now, this is actually my niece, Lily. Lily, what, you're hacking into the show,
hi,
baby. What's going on? Hey, Lily, did you like the Oscars tonight?
I loved it.
What's your favorite part? And don't say Zac Efron.
I have no idea. I love it all.
Who did you love?
No, I loved it all. I didn't love anything. I just loved it all.
Do you have any worst? Who's your best dress? Do you know who the best dress is for you?
No.
You don't have a best dress? Who's the worst dress?
I have no idea.
See, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, Lily, I love you for calling in. We love that you love the Oscars. And go to bed.
Bye, Lily.
Bye.
Good night, sweetie.
Can you believe
bye.
Me? My
hey, Lily.
Is breaking
bye,
into the stage.
Bye.
Lily, I'm sending you a book through the mail today. I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Love you, Lily.
Bye,
go to
sweetie.
Bed. All right, Frankie, I want to talk about, I think she's my top. Thanks for the call, Lily, by the way. Thanks, Ronan, for putting that call in. She's so cute, my niece calling. All right. One of my best dresses tonight, Frankie, Helen Mirren. Loved her.
Which one?
Helen Mirren. She's
she's amazing. No, I mean, for
Bagley
the dress,
Beach,
you talk
hair.
About the dress, the long sleeve, not so much. I can understand she's older than all the people in the red carpet, but the long sleeve, please, I mean, doesn't help her.
Well, she's an older woman. She might be a little, you know, concerned about her.
You can do like eye sleeve just on the shoulder. Would be like perfect for her. What's
I
like
thought
this
she looked
tool,
good.
Back long sleeve. No, she's amazing. Anything she wears, I mean, come on. We talk about it. Yeah, she's amazing in the bathing suit.
Yeah, of course. You remember that shot?
She has a smoking hot body.
For her age. Let's talk about one of your clients, Kate Winslet. I think she looked good. She was wearing Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, my gosh. She was amazing. Like, really 1940s look. Long hair, wavy, shiny. The dress was perfect. And clean as always. I mean, I'm a fan. I love Kate Winslet. So, I mean, nothing is wrong with her. Never.
Yeah, no, she looked beautiful. Miley Cyrus wearing Jenny Packham. I think the hair looked just like J-Lo's.
Okay, can we talk about Miley Cyrus? Please,
absolutely.
Once again. She looked like the fiancée of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she looked
please.
Cute.
No, the hair? No, not for her. I mean, honestly, she has to be like more flat and kind of messy, wavy just on the top, and she would be amazing. I think she's a gorgeous girl. I think she's really cute. I think she has the character. She has the personality. But the hair tonight with the dress didn't match at all.
Okay.
I mean, when I saw her on the red carpet, I was like, what's that?
All right. I thought she looked good.
that's why
we have our differences. Okay. Now who I thought looked like shit? Demi Moore.
Are you kidding me? Demi Moore was on my bottom three.
Demi Moore.
My top three.
No, to me, she's an old woman. Stop it. She's trying to be 20 years old.
Okay. Demi Moore will be 28 years old for like the next 20 years. Please, she dates Ashton Kutcher, who is like 30 years old, and she's like 50. So what do you expect?
No, to me, she was wearing Versace. She looked, I thought she looked like shit.
No, she looked amazing. She's gorgeous. She's sexy. She's like, she's hot. I mean, come on.
All
she
right.
was great. Her hair was amazing. The dress.
To me,
and she has a perfect body.
Yeah, because she paid millions of dollars to have that body. W Magazine, they even had to, they cut out her perfect body.
Hello, we are in 2010, so what do you expect?
No. Too much money for a body that doesn't look that good. Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. Simple, nice, perfect.
I loved Queen Latifah.
She was, I mean, she was who she is all the time. I mean, really friendly, open. The clothes, I mean, the dress was simple and cut. The hair was clean and perfect.
The crystals
Nothing
on the
say.
Dress. She looked beautiful. She had Chopard. Tons of Chopard.
Which one?
Queen Latifah.
Max, which one?
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
Chopard.
Yeah.
Loved her. I loved everything about Queen Latifah.
Hey, I'm a big fan. I have a movie of her. So
love Queen Latifah.
I can say anything.
Now, speaking
can
of
we
a comedian,
talk about Charlize Theron?
Oh, my God, with those two roses on her tits, she looked ridiculous.
Okay, no. The dress, maybe. Okay, I agree with you. She looked like Madonna, like 80s back to 2010. It's like back to the future. But the hair, the
good.
Long bangs, and everything the hair put back was amazing. I mean, this girl, she's gorgeous.
The dress?
I mean, she just broke up with her boyfriend, and she's still gorgeous.
Well, of course. That's why she looks gorgeous, because she broke up with him. The dress is a Dior, haute couture. She looked. I thought the dress was a mess, but her hair and makeup were done right.
That and one who impressed me the most tonight, to be honest, is Nicole Richie.
Really?
Nicole Richie. I mean, come on. Did you see Nicole Richie all the time on the red carpet? She's long and wavy hair. And
she's
like baggy pants. Tonight she has like this dress, like mother dress.
Well, she's a mother
silver
now.
And black.
She's
and
a mother.
Tie hair up, eye updo. She was amazing. She was classy. She was chic. She was clean. I mean, I was a big fan. I mean, I saw her at the beginning of the Oscar, and I'm like, wow.
You know what, Frankie? You need to do her hair. You need to call her people. You should do her hair for her wedding.
Trust me, I wish.
Nikki Richie, call us. Frankie wants to do your hair for the wedding. All right.
Nicole, please call me. I'm coming.
There you go. Let's talk about comedy for a minute. Tina Fey looked like a comedy. She was wearing Michael Kors. The hair was a mess.
Which one?
Tina Fey. You know, Sarah
Tina Fey. Yeah, she's on my bottom three, please. I mean, come on. She was a mess.
Okay. Well, I want to move along. Let's talk about Maggie Gyllenhaal. Not the look.
I don't know. It's like, it's Maggie, you know? She's cute. She's not. I mean, this girl, she's...
Andrea
Spinal. I can say that.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. How about we just move on? Elizabeth Banks wearing Versace with the blonde hair. Smoky
she
eyes.
Was cute. I think she was really cute. I think she was smoking hot, to be honest.
Yeah, I think she looks cute. Someone just typed in, you and the Frenchman are hilarious. The Frenchman is Frankie L'Officiel, the one and only from the Frankie L'Officiel Salon in New York City. So that's who that is, everyone. Kristen Stewart.
It's Kristen Stewart. I think she's cute for everything. She has her own style, and I think she's more like a rock and roll. To be honest, we do our hair in a different way. But she was good tonight. She was clean and... perfect, like, you know, no
shishi,
no drama.
When she was up there presenting, the girl looked like she had a little bit too much Oscars Delmonico vodka. But moving on, Mariska Hargitay.
I mean, it's the best vodka.
Are you having Oscar vodka tonight, Frankie? Oscars with the Oscars?
Yes, it's what I did tonight. I organized an Oscar party in my apartment, and everybody was drinking like the Oscar Tucci vodka.
Tucci vodka. That's the only thing to be drinking tonight. Oscars at the Oscars. Oscars the Monaco vodka, my new vodka. Mariska Hargitay. I thought she looked... The dress was a little bit too much fabric, but I think the hair and her face look good. She's got great arms.
No, I agree with you. The hair was good. Not too much. Not too... it was not too bad and not too good. So it was clean. It was not just normal.
Now, what about homegirl Sigourney Weaver? Homegirl needs to go home, take a nap, and stay in Apple.
Can we move on this one? I didn't see anything special.
Neither did I. What's Vera Farmiga from Up in the Air?
You
actors?
Know what? One I liked the style tonight was Monique.
Monique,
the flower on her hair was really good.
and Michelle Pfeiffer?
Hello, it's Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, I'm so in love with her. So everything she do, everything she was perfect.
She's on right now because I'm watching it. You know, Cablevision screwed a lot of people over tonight with ABC. So Cablevision, ABC, work out a deal. We don't care how you figure it out. But you screwed a lot of people over tonight with the Oscars, so that's not a good thing. I'm watching her right now. She looks amazing, Michelle Pfeiffer. Virginia Madison.
Virginia Madison. It was okay.
Those bangs.
I'm not crazy about
messy,
it.
Messy, messy, messy. You know, though, Frankie, who I think looked amazing? Penelope Cruz.
You think so? I'm like, come on. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, it's Penelope Cruz. All the time, everywhere she appeared, you can see the Oscars, the Grammys, or the Latin Awards. She's always exactly the same. And you know what? Like, tonight I was with my friend, and so they told me she tried to replicate like someone in the past. I mean, she tried to do something vintage, but it doesn't work on her.
Yeah, okay. Well, everyone, you can go to stylist.com and you can check out the Oscars 2010 Best and Worst Dressed, or of course go to fashionerslive.com this week. I'm going to have my take. Frankie, what's your top three?
My top three was like Nicole Richie, Demi Moore, and Gabrielle Sidibe.
And your bottom three?
My bottom two was Miley Cyrus, Sandra Bullock, and Catherine Bigelow.
All right, my top three, Frankie, Queen Latifah, J-Lo, and Helen Mirren.
You see, come on, Pucci.
I got to tell you, and my bottom three, Sarah Jessica Parker, Demi Moore, and Charlize Theron.
Oh, please,
I'm
come
talking
on,
about
they
dresses.
Were great.
I'm talking about dresses.
I'm like, Max, you're no judge.
But I got to tell you, I want to tell homegirl over there, Cameron Diaz, she needs to get those arms, hit the gym and work out those arms, girl. You look pretty, but your arms need some toning.
Okay. For that, I agree with you.
But you know what?
I agree with you. It's the first thing I said when I saw her on TV, and my friend also. But to be honest, she was good. I mean, the dress and the hair was amazing. Beside her arm, everything was good.
And I'm giving best male to Tom Ford.
Oh, please, no. Tom Ford and Washington and what's his name? Chris Pine. I mean, well, for me, it was the top three of the guys.
For me, there's only one. It was Tom Ford. George Clooney, I'm getting sick and tired of him. He's on right now.
Did you see this long neck? I mean, the long hair, like curly on the back?
He's a mess.
I mean, come on. Who can
and Julianne Moore is on right now. So, Frankie, the look is either updo or messy or long and straight. What do you think? You know, we're going to have on Fashions Live your spring review, and what do you think is hot for the spring? What would have been the perfect look tonight for women?
Honestly, the perfect look for tonight, and mostly of the girls are the look, but for me it was like, if you follow the trend, it would be like more messy. The low bun or the up bun would be like more messy. So, as I said, like a few actresses are the same. Like my top tier, like Nicole Richie, the top high clean bun was amazing. Demi Moore, like the low wavy bun, sexy messy, was perfect. The thing, and if you want like Sandra Bullock, like more like 1940s look, would be like amazing.
Sandra Bullock. I mean, Sandra Bullock to me gets the Diva Award for changing the lipstick. I thought that was hot.
No, the lipstick wasn't so good, to be honest.
But Mariah Carey, girl, I love you. Your man took my job at CBS Radio, so I'm a little bit mad at you because it's because of you. But nonetheless, I'm here at LA Talk Radio, so we're all good and all happy. Frankie, I'm going to let you go, let you finish watching the Oscars, because we got to find out who's going to win the Best Actress. We're going to do a follow-up show next week, couple minutes, to do another review. But we want to give everyone the dish tonight on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio with the one and only Frankie LaFichelle from Frankie LaFichelle Salon. Frankie, have a good night. We just got a phone.
Thank you, Max. Friends. You too.
And everyone can catch you at 1063 Madison Avenue in New York City, the only place to be. I got my hair cut. We're going to get my hair cut again from Frankie because my hair is growing so fast.
And I have to see you soon, Max, because
you know,
your hair grows.
I did that TV show a couple of days ago, What's Cooking? Everybody loved my haircut at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But you look amazing. I mean, I told you, short hair, you look perfect. And we work on your next look. So you think you have to come.
Like a plan. And everyone, so book an appointment with Frankie. Dial 212-628-7529 5 and check him out, frankielefficiel.com. Go to Fashion is Live. I wrote my piece, 15 Minutes with Frankie. And tonight, we're happy that we've had 20 minutes with Frankie. So, Frankie, have a wonderful night. Thank you for your outtake and your input on the Oscars 2010. What's hot? What's not? You rock, my friend.
Thank you so much, Max. And it was a pleasure. And thanks to you also. And have a good night, guys. And
thanks,
I can wait
Frankie.
To talk to you soon.
And keep drinking that Oscars Delmonico vodka.
There you go.
You know, sweetie, I just drink that, so that's okay.
All right. Mm. All right, my friend. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Frankie LaFichelle, Tamara. Tamara's just sitting back here like, what just happened on Max and Friends?
No, it's really cool because I was traveling at the time that the Oscars were on. So you know what's so awesome is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It sure is.
And I love how you guys banter back and forth about, you know, what's aesthetically pleasing and what's not. That was a great recap.
It wasn't it fun? It was quick, man. I was like, like Serena and Venus, man, playing tennis over there, right?
Yes. I mean, it was like watching those guys that did the movie reviews, you know? I mean, both you guys had great input.
I'm glad we had Frankie out tonight. We're going to have him back on. I think we're going to do every award. You know, Wayne Scott Lucas, Frankie, and I are going to do the award coverage. And, of course, Tamara's – I love when Tamara makes – I love your comments. But, everyone, I love stylist.com, stylist.com. You can check out – I did all of my my video blogs for them at the New York Fashion Week. And they're, of course, going to be on Fashion is Live. Here comes my girl, Kate Winslet. She looks beautiful, Tamara. She's in a corset. Hair is perfect. She's one of Frankie's clients. We love Kate Winslet. And you know what, Nicole Richie, call up Frankie LaFichelle. Get your hair done for your wedding by him, because that's who's going to do Tamara's hair when she gets married.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
He's
going
to hook you up with Frankie.
That's so cool.
Right? Well, and everyone, check out Zappos.com. And Ronan, what is everyone listening to tonight? This is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and Tamara, we're going to swing right now from going totally ballistic and crazy Max self from the Oscars. You know, my real name is Oscar, by the way, everyone.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's a big night for me because I, you know, I feel like I'm living through the Oscars because my name is Oscar. And we're just watching Best Actor. His hair. It's probably like the guy from Avatar. And Tamara, I know you loved it. I've still yet to see it.
Oh, you're kidding me, Max. It's the greatest movie ever.
I know. Don't hate, appreciate. But nonetheless, here we are watching the Oscars. And you know what? We were joking around, Tamara, because you know everyone, Tamara's got a vibrator coming out tonight. And we were just saying, could you imagine that Oscar as like a dildo with those broad shoulders? All the girls tonight thought I was crazy when I said that, but then they were all like, you know what? He's got a nice firm head, he's solid gold, and he's got broad shoulders.
There you go. Hey, there's your girth.
Did I just sack? I just like totally slated the Oscar as a sexual pleasurement toy, but that's what Tamara Bowman is for, because she's got a vibrator coming out. She's got her book coming out. Check out, what's your website, Tamara?
It is www.tamarabowman.com, or you can go to emeraldecho.com and now order my book off of Amazon.
And Jeff Bridges is just one for Crazy Heart, Tamara, for leading actor. Yes, he did. So everyone, if you don't have Cablevision tonight, don't worry. Tune in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, because we're going to give you the lead actor and the lead actress coming up in just a bit. I told you, Jeff Bridges, lead actor, lead actress is coming up. Stay tuned here. But don't go anywhere, people, because we've got our buddy. He's part of our inner circle, Tamara, our good friend, you know, Rodney from the Health and Wellness Center in Boca Raton, Florida. We're going to have him coming up. So, Ronan, get him on the line. Sorry, everyone, for getting people on the line tonight, but there's so much going on that this is the best way to do it. So bear with us. We're going to have Rodney on in just a
minute. Hello, Rodney here.
Rodney, you're live on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio with Max and Tamara. What's going on, my friend?
Well, hey, Max. How you doing?
Well, we have just bantered for the last 34 minutes on the Oscars. I had Frankie LaFichelle on from the salon here in New York. He's the one that cut all my hair, and we just took the Oscars to the max.
Yeah, so, I was listening.
We were a little bit crazy. But you know what? What a better night to have you on than Oscar night. There would have been no better night than tonight, because last night, you had a reverse aging and find the Fountain of Youth seminar at the Tubton Kunga Center for Wisdom.
Mm.
And maybe you can give some of these actresses some advice on how they can reverse their aging and find their Fountain of Youth.
Thanks for having me on. I always enjoy getting together with you and seeing you, of course, when you're down here in Florida. And the program actually was really a great program. It's one that I do quite often. I actually teach that at the local university here on a regular basis. And we cover
a
lot of
Beach, Florida, right?
Yeah, down here in down in Boca Raton. And particularly, it's based around a lot of the Oriental medicine techniques that I do, which maybe the listeners don't know, but I actually do acupuncture and Oriental medicine. And the idea, of course, is that what goes on internally in our body is reflected in our face. Think about if you're angry, it's reflected in your face. If you're feeling ill, it's reflected in your face. So one of the basic aspects that we work on, of course, is getting internally what's going on in line, getting that working properly. And something I heard you mention earlier on, and that is that, you know, basically there are three types of aging. We have our chronological age, which, of course, is our age according to when we were born. It's the one that we celebrate, you know, every year. And then we have our biological age. And the biological age actually is based on certain biomarkers that exist, things like bone density. You may have a bone density of someone younger or older, things like cholesterol, blood pressure. These types of biomarkers would also go ahead and be identifiable as to what your age is. Then there's also something which we call, which is the psychological age, which is really, how old do I feel? And I'm sure all of you know somebody that actually may be 70, 80, 90 years old, and they're out every night doing something. They're going to the movie, they're going to a theater, and they're very, very active. And then maybe somebody that's 20 years old that spends their life watching TV. And so they have that older person actually has a much younger psychological age. So we actually have different ways that we view what's happening age-wise. But what we do know is that there are certain things that we can do that will actually affect that biological age and those markers that are actually going on in the body. We can affect those, and we can also actually go ahead and start to affect the psychological age. How do we actually feel with regards to how old we are?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, my grandmother, Letty, she's a yoga teacher. She's 85 years old. She flies a single-engine plane. She does tango. She's amazing. She is the epitome of what I think anyone should be at 25, and she's 85. So I know for a fact, Ronnie, that what you're saying is true because she acts as a 25-year-old, and she feels like she's 25. Tamara, how old do you feel?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I feel like I'm 16.
After getting engaged, I'm sure you do.
Yes. No, I do. And you know what, Rodney, let me ask you, what are some of those things that we can do that will reverse?
It's rather funny because when you ask that question, Max, how old do you feel? That is a thought that we actually plant in our mind. And so one of the exercises that we actually do, and one of the really primary things we do, is actually we call resetting your biostat, which is actually going and imagining how would I feel if I was up to 15 years younger than I am according to that number on the calendar. In other words, if you're 30, how would I feel if I was actually 15 years younger than that? If you're 50, how would I feel if I was 15 years younger than that? Maybe 10 years. You know, you choose a number in your mind and you plant that into your mind and you say, what would I be wearing? What would I be doing? What would I be physically in terms of the activities that I would be doing? What was I doing 15 years ago? And we actually go ahead and imprint that in our mind, and we actually start to tell ourselves, I feel like that. We get up in the morning and we reaffirm how we're feeling. If you're exercising and you start to get tired, you say, no, I'm not the age that the calendar says. I'm actually younger than that. And we start to create this biology in our body, starting with a thought, because what do we know? We know for a fact everything you've ever done in your life began with a thought. Our thoughts are very powerful. So that's one of the ways that we start working. One of the great quotes by Deepak, and as you know, I work with Deepak Chopra and do a lot of work teaching meditation and some other programs, and that's that we can free ourselves from our aging by reinterpreting our body and by grasping the link between belief and biology.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You like that, Tamara?
Oh, man. You know, really, our thoughts are constantly creating our world. Why wouldn't it create our body? I mean, I love the way you say that whatever's going on the inside is reflected in the face, too. You know, and it's amazing because doesn't it take like so many more muscles to make like frowns on your face than it does to do a smile.
Well, that's just it. What we find is that the way that we're thinking, the way that we're thinking about our health, the way that we're thinking about our happiness, starts to manifest itself in our life around us and in our daily activities. And we actually have a series of focuses that we use. And again, this is part based on a reversing aging book that Deepak wrote. And we, you know, by number one, changing our perceptions of our body, its aging, and of time. We work by trying to go ahead and develop better rest, by actually going and nurturing our body through healthy food, by taking not nutritional supplements, but taking complements, things that actually go ahead and will help us to complement the food we're eating, because we really should be getting our nutrition through our food. But also one of the things we were just talking about there, which is enhancing our body through mind-body integration and starting to bring those two together, starting to integrate our thoughts with our physical actions.
Wow, because I know I was just talking with some people, too, that said, look, if I live to be 100, shoot me. You know, but if you're going to be feeling vibrant and full of energy at that age and you're still going and experiencing life at its fullest, why not?
Well, that you're right. That's a really, really big part of it, because our goal is not just to live longer. We do, you know,
right.
One of the things we want to go ahead and actually increase our actual number in the years, but we want to put more life into those years. We want to actually go and actually enjoy the time that we're living. We want to actually have those be vibrant years. We want to have them be healthy years. That's a very, very important aspect of it.
Yes, very much so.
And yeah, one of the things when we talk about the years is that we want to start to actually change our perception of time. And when we talked about doing that, one of the things is just not being in a hurry so much. Because, you know, what happens is if you think that you're always in a hurry, your biological clock starts to speed up. You start to actually speed up what's happening in your body. Think, I'm in a hurry. Your heart rate starts to speed up. You actually start to increase your aging. So what we want to do is, if you feel you have all the time in the world, your biological clock actually starts to slow down. If you think you have all the time in the world, you probably do. You actually start to change the way that you're thinking. Your mind is not all clogged up, and you can enjoy your days. You can start to go ahead and age gracefully.
Wow, yeah.
We're aging gracefully. I love the word graceful, because graceful has like such a presence to it of such sophistication, but yet such a lingering, it's a word that lingers. And I think our lives are really meant to linger, don't you, Rodney?
Well, that's just it. We have to be able to go ahead and really just kind of step back and let things, as you said, become graceful, to go ahead and start to embrace grace and incorporate it into what our life is all about.
Yes, I love that. I love that. You know,
now,
it does.
Also, some of the things that when we start talking about the understanding of time and what's happening in our body is that we actually have a body that's actually changing and remodeling itself on a daily basis. Something that lots of people don't realize, but the atoms in your body are constantly being replaced. Basically, 98% of the atoms in your body are replaced in the course of a year. In other words, every atom in your body is being replaced. Actually, in the course of 4 years, 100% of them are replaced. We're making a new body all the time. You're making a new liver every 6 weeks. You make new skin every month. You have a new stomach lining every 5 days. The brain cells the atoms of your brain cells are actually replacing themselves every year. DNA is being replaced. So all of your body is rebuilding itself. And what we, again, through the types of methods that we work with, we're actually teaching our body to remodel itself in a new manner.
Wow.
Fantastic.
What's the optimal way that we can change that perspective, you know, with our bodies? Is it like through meditation, where you're actually visualizing what you'd like to see yourself as or even become?
Well, Tamara knows, she knows that I'm a big person with regards to meditation, and what an important factor it is in helping us really realign our mind-body integration. But there are other aspects of it. There are, of course, going to be yoga. which again is a great, you know, Max was mentioning his grandmother being a yoga instructor and actually participating in yoga on a daily basis. Any type of activity allows us to combine and to really more embrace the mind-body connection. And many things that we would do, even if it's something that, creative in terms of dance, in terms of art, it allows us to go ahead and expand beyond that constricted view of ourselves. All of those things would be very beneficial. So those are very, very important aspects. Also, of course, we do want to look at proper nutrition. Basically, you know, we say if you have more than four doctors, food is probably the answer. So we need to look at what are we eating, what are we actually taking into our body that's allowing this process that I was describing of a new body being made, what are we taking into our body that's allowing it to do the remodeling, to be able to go ahead and make a new body, to go ahead and allow it to be a reflection of what's going on internally. So what we're actually eating is very, very important in this process too.
Right.
Well, I'm a big fan, Dr. Rodney, on lots of water. I love my water.
Yes.
Well, definitely, because particularly when you talk about skin, because if we're talking about physically looking better, water is very, very important, without a doubt. And actually, one of the other things that was really very important, and it's one of the things that I've almost, and any person that has any type of physical, in terms of pain in their body, dry skin, things of that nature, is something very basic that's been used for thousands of years, which is sesame oil. It's a great antioxidant. It's a great antiviral. And particularly getting the oxidation out of our body is very, very important. So, you know, taking sesame oil, putting it on before you exercise, leaving on, say, 10 or 15 minutes, then showering is very, very good to help revitalize the skin and also to revitalize us internally. So both externally and internally is very, very good. Very inexpensive. You know, so when you're out shopping, don't get the dark kind. You'll smell like a wok. You actually get the lighter version, and then your friends will like you better.
Now, Dr. Rodney, I've got to ask you, because we are running out of time here, but give us three things that we can do to change our age, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
How can we feel younger? I mean, you know, I know just by smiling, I feel great. You know, but what are three things that people can do to actually live to be 100 or more?
Well, the things that we've really touched base on, you know, first is changing our perception of time to go ahead and actually start to change the understanding of, or at least the perception of how old we are. And we usually do that through meditation, through that mind-body connection that we were talking about. Secondly, one of the really major, major things that I find with people that have a whole host of different types of ailments have in common, and that is they don't sleep well. So, again, really focusing on getting restful sleep, really very important. Why? Because all of the repair of our body is done when we sleep. So if we want to have really great action-filled lives, we have to have really great restful sleep. So whatever needs to happen to go ahead and do that needs to be done. So we want to go ahead and develop that. And the next thing, of course, is to be able to go ahead and to have a very nutritious diet, to go ahead and actually get good fresh foods into us. We have to be very conscious of all of the different toxins now that are in foods, all of the different preservatives, all of the different types of pesticides and such. So becoming more aware of what's going internally into us. It's become more important as the days go by. And becoming, I'm going to give you a fourth one, and that's really becoming responsible for our health, not really putting it onto a doctor that we may see occasionally, onto you know, any type of outside pharmaceutical intervention, but really going ahead and fully grasping what we need to do to have a better, healthier life, to be very proactive.
Fantastic. And you know what? Just by listening, we're having that healthy, better life right now, because knowledge is power, everyone. So Dr. Rodney just gave us the absolute knowledge to reform our age process.
I love that. You know what, Max, can I ask you a really quick question here, Rodney? Have you ever known of anyone to actually visualize like an ACL muscle, that ligament coming back together after it's been hurt?
Well, actually, that's part of what we do when we do a lot of different types of treatments for people that have injuries. Part of what I do is actually go ahead and have them visualize the healing process in their body, even though we're doing other interventions, whether it be through acupuncture or herbal therapies. But visualization of the healing process is very, very important in that healing process.
It, of course. So visualize it. Visualize it, Tamara, healed, and you will be. I've got to visualize more time. I know time is an illusion, Dr. Rodney, but here we just went out of it. So we're going to have you back on because you are our in-house health guru here at Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. You are the one we go to for the answers. We're glad you had the time tonight to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful night, and I look forward to having you back on in the near future. And when I have you back on, we're going to talk about sleep because my friends have a new water called Dream Water, and it's an herbal dream water to help you sleep. So we'll talk about sleep, and we'll have them on too. Dr. Rodney, have a wonderful night, and stay ageless, Dorian Gray.
Okay, peace. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you.
Tamara, we've got to wrap it up. To me, Dr. Rodney's like Dorian Gray. The man never ages, and he's up early, drinks his water, practices his things. He's an acupuncturist. Wow. He's amazing. We love Dr. Rodney. Tamara Sandra Bullock just took the Oscar for lead actress in a movie.
Oh, The Blind Side.
Yep, she's holding it now. I think she looks okay. Good. Do you think, Bullock? I'm glad she won.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey looked amazing. Everyone. Wow. Billy Elliot's playing in New York. Don't miss it. We love the Broadway. Elu, he's playing all the Oscar awards tonight, doing all the shows. I thought we were going to have more time, but as you know, I've got the gift for Gab. And Tamara, congratulations. What is your quote of the week? Do you have one?
I love my life.
And you do. You do. I'm so happy for you and Greg. I think the two of you are the cutest couple I've seen in a long time.
Aww.
And I just offer you many blessings in your decision to do this. And I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, Max. And boy, be watching your mailbox because I'm sending you something special this week.
Hurry it up, girl. I can't wait.
I know.
And I'm going to give you a random quote of the day from my favorite place, quotationspage.com. Each body. I can't speak. Each body has its art. Wendolyn Brooks.
Yes.
Each body has its art.
Ooh.
Each body has its art by Gwendolyn Brooks. On that note, congratulations to Sandra Bullock. You did your thing. Oprah, I thought you looked great. I loved you. Tamara, love you. I'm going to finish my gallon of water right now like I have every day so I stay young. Dr. Rodney, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Mind Body Basics. And here comes homegirl Barbara Streisand on the stage right now. And she looks like a frumped, beglumped. She's got more lace around her neck than I've seen on Victoria Lampshades. She's a mess. And she just had to have someone help her down the stairs. I guess someone's getting old.
Oh, bless her. She's got to drink her water, too.
She's got to drink her water, get her sleep, call Dr. Rodney, and get a nutrition.
Yeah. Rodney.
But everybody has its art. Tamara, I love you. Special thanks to Frankie LaFichelle, 1063 Madison Avenue in New York City. Everybody, the phone number there. I'm going to get killed, Ronan. Just give me one more minute. Don't kill me. I'm so sorry. Frankie LaFichelle, telephone number 212-628-7505. Flights are on sale at delta.com. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. Tamara, you have a wonderful night, and I'm going to talk to you after the show. Everyone,
and drink Monica Vodka.
Oscars Delmonico Vodka. Oscars at the Oscars. Like Frankie says, Tucci Vodka. Everyone, until next time, take life to the max. Tamara and I are out of here. We love you. Thank you for spending
time with us. Bye, everybody.
Now, good night.
Good night.